A very good evening to the Rochdale manager, Keith Hill. Hi, Keith. How are you?
Yeah, good. Not too bad. Good evening.
Yeah, how did you find that? Because from my point of view, fairly easy night's work for you, wasn't it?
Oh, it's never easy. You've got to be very careful what you say when you use that word in football. I thought we managed the game superbly. I thought we started bright, quick. We got the first goal and the game become quicker, and that's what we want. We wanted a quick game. We should have probably made more of our opportunities. I wanted the game over by half-time. 2-0 wasn't quite over. We had to manage the second half, concentrate well. But bearing in mind the fatigue elements as well, especially after Saturday.
Yeah, and you've had so many injury problems as well. I think we counted up 11 players unavailable for you going into the weekend's game at Bradford, and you've managed to get 11 senior players out on the park today. Maybe not quite a full bench of senior players.
It depends what you consider to be senior. You know, when 19, 20-year-olds are senior. You know, I think it's brilliant that we have this all-inclusive environment where they support one another. It was very young, the changing rooms. It made Steve Davis at 28 look old, you know, before the game. And it does create opportunities, but we are really pushing the boundaries at this moment in time when you consider we had to take Andy Cannon off and Steve Davis through fatigue and injury and a bit of illness as well.
Oh, really? What's the deal with Andy Cannon then?
Andy Cannon looks as though he's probably tweaked his hamstring. Steve Davis, illness and fatigue. You know, born more out of illness, so he'd run himself into the ground. But again, we're going into a weekend's fixture where we look as though we could be a couple more men down.
I spoke to you after the Oxford game and said sometimes the footballing gods just don't smile on you. It's happening again, isn't it? Like, with all of these injuries, that's an unbelievable number that you've got out.
It is, but like I said, the way the players represented the club tonight, me and each other, was absolutely superb. You know, and as long as they do that, we did that Saturday, and, you know, there was people being suggestive after the game Saturday, but what I saw from my group of players was honesty, hard work, commitment, all in, never giving up. And we got beat 4-0. We were 2-0 down at our time. We had a sending off against an excellent side, you know, and we'd never give in, and that gave me great sort of like... as a pleasure with respect to coming into this game and the games that we've got coming up. We're very lucky we've got 24 points on the board, and, you know, we've got a lot of games to run into as well, which we hope our players will be fit for.
And a second round fixture in the FA Cup, which is a little bit more money in your back pocket. You're off to Carlisle.
Yeah.
How does that feel?
It feels great. I saw Nicky Adams Sunday. We went to, you know, Memorial Sunday service down in Bolton Town Centre, the Effort Tap. And it was brilliant, like, seeing Nicky, but we was talking about if we could get over this obstacle playing, you know, Carlisle away. And he said he's got a few surprises for us with that tricky wing skill he's got.
It's interesting because they were undefeated, weren't they, going into last weekend? Lost for the first time.
Well, I got a great explanation from Nicky as to why they got beat at Newport.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, listen, you know, I think Nicky's been unbelievably successful. He's a friend of mine from Bolton, lives just around the corner from myself, and it's always great meeting up with Nicky.
You've got Swindon next up in the league. They've lost to Eastleigh this evening. It must make a difference, mustn't it? Losing in the FA Cup, you should have the advantage over them.
They're a good side. They've always caused us problems, and they're a ball possession, you know, based team. They might be a little bit different under Tim as well, but I'm not too sure. But all I know is they've got good players, and it's going to be a difficult fixture for us with the limitations we've got. But every team that I put out, regardless of whether it's a 16-year-old, whether it's a 31, 32-year-old, they've got to be all in. And as long as they're all in, I'll forgive them from any mistakes they make.
Right, one last question for you. It's 4 degrees out here, and you're here in shirt sleeves. Is this adrenaline from the game, or are you just hard?
No, I'm not hard. I'm very emotional. I'm a very emotional person. You could ask anyone in my family, but it is very cold. But, you know, I don't know. When you work outside all the time, you do get weather. There's no question about that.
Yeah, warm glow from winning. Congratulations,
cheers,
Keith.
For that.
And I'll speak to you soon. Okay. That's Keith Hill, the Rochdale boss on BBC Radio Manchester.